Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 63 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 60 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 62 degrees.
Yeah, you were marginal. I'm turning off from 14 out of 23. It should be here in about 5 minutes.
Clear to Steven, KBA Goliath.
Very good, 7-4. 7-3 and 4 LA.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. 64 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 84 degrees.
Take all the classes that the undergraduates and graduates take. and you can get certificates, and there's problem sets assigned, and the whole shebang. So we don't worry about monetizing the money. The experience of being on the complex or the campus is part of the tuition, not just the basic classes. Back to you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it would be cool to learn stuff like that, you know, especially because I had a relative, an uncle, I think, and $5 an hour. I like the sound of that.
It reminds me of my mom and I. Well, she was teaching me how to plant. What do you want to do when you grow up? Are you going to go to college? Well, I don't know. Well, I'll give you some hints. If you want to dig the ditch for $5.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an Echolink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Hate those announcements, Donald. But anyway, you were saying before it cut you off.
CI Mobile listening on the repeater.
9 CST and Richard in Paris, Texas, just getting everything set up for the net here in about 16 minutes roughly, if I had to guess. How are you?
Bruce here, setting up 75 here, coming in for a third suburb.
Yeah, I was just talking with Donald, KB8NYD, it was KDKB, one of the two, and I don't know, he disappeared. For a minute, maybe he'll be back. But yeah, I didn't know if you mean I-75. I forgot that it ran all the way up into Michigan.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm just on a regular radio here. Are you coming in through Echo Link?
Yeah, Roger that.
Oh, okay, very good, yeah. So, where are you located? I'm up here just north of Detroit.
Yeah, the name here is Richard, and I'm down in Paris, Texas.
Oh, okay. I've been to Paris, France, but not Paris, Texas. Very good. I've been to a few places in Texas, just not Paris. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, Bruce here, Bravo, Romeo, Uniform, Charlie, Echo. And heading up here, quick trip. I live in Virginia. And I, they have Echo Link there too, for some East Coast repeaters. I haven't really used them much. Just use normal repeaters. Anyway. Yeah, very good. How's the weather down there?
It's not too bad. It says it's 94 out right now and it's sunny. So, yeah. You're not too far from where Donald says he was then. I'm sure you've been to Massachusetts a few times then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not... not familiar with Donald or the call sign, but anyway, yeah, normally, like I say, normally live in Virginia. From north of Detroit, though, so I'll be seeing my family as well. But I came up for a memorial service for a couple of weeks ago, so sad to see him go. but anyway, life goes on. This is ABHCI.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss, Bruce. But, you know, at least he's, hopefully. I lost my dad in 2010, and he was also a ham. So, yeah, I had his call sign for a while, but, when digital and stuff came out, like D-Star and all that, I gave up the call and ham radio. And I got my license. I passed my general a couple months ago. I got a vanity call to match it. And ever since then, I've been pretty happy with it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I pretty well ignored the digital revolution and ham radio myself. I can afford it. Doesn't do anything for me. I mainly do summits on the air, and, like mostly, you know, outdoor portable radio, you know, stuff like that. And so stick with the normal VHF FM and HFCW. That's my main lately. A bunch of satellite stuff lately. Kind of learn up on that, but for now, simple. But anyway, I'm about to make a stop here, Richard. So nice to meet you, and we will get you up here again. Sorry, your call fell out of my head. This is Alpha Bob Clear on your final.
Yeah, Bruce, good to meet you, and thanks for stopping in and chat. Have a good rest of your drive there, WB9CSP.
WB9CSP, WB9CSP, KD8NYV.
Yeah, hey, there you are, Donald. I was on KD8NYDWB9CSP.
Yeah, I ran out of battery, so I had to switch up. But I'm back, and I'm charging the other one.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I can never figure out, right? So I have 30. I can never figure that out. Of course, some of them, when I try and connect offline, so that could be possible.
Well, and our club might be able to help.
Hopefully sometime, maybe I can get you guys to connect your IRLP site. Nobody seems to know that you guys have it except for a few people. The VHF, which you're coming in on now, I presume, and the UHF both have one. So who knows, maybe I can get you guys to come through that way sometime.
WXAL, Sean and Warren.
I try and connect up to you guys so that with your net. I kind of like the way you guys run. Too, so I guess it's kind of like a fair trade. You guys ask for new HSI, so I kind of like how you guys do that. So sometimes I have trouble getting in because you guys quit key. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to get in before the net starts. Hey, John, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta X-Ray. Are you guys meeting in person anytime soon? I'm a new hand myself, but I'd love to join up with the club if I could.
Yeah, you want to go to our next Ham Buddy Breakfast, which is Saturday at 8 at the Ram's Horn near 12 in DeQuinder. It's like 30110 DeQuinder. And there's usually 18 hams with a real wide range of experiences, and everybody has, of course, their opinion. So this is Kate. Can you give your call slowly, twice?
Roger that. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta X-ray, KF8DES. This is Kurt. I'm at Long Lake and John R. here in Troy.
Kurt with a C or with a K?
With a K.
Unintelligible. Try again.
That is a K, like Kurt Vonnegut.
Okay, Kurt, I'm adding you to my log. In your locale again, please.
I'm at Long Lake and John R. in Troy.
Troy, Michigan numbers. Thanks, KFP.
Good afternoon.
Hours.
Sunny. 80.
Excellent, excellent. And second possibility is the monthly club meeting. We meet, I think it's the second Wednesday at the Hazel Park Library breakfast, because it's, you know, 50 people, a speaker and stuff, so it's not as conducive to getting your particular interest addressed. Good to make your acquaintance, Kurt, and Troy, Michigan, KFAZDX, KD8NYD.
Alright, and you guys were able to share some information there. This is WB9CST, my name is Richard, and this is a very special time for this net when I call it today, and you may be asking why, and that is because everything is linked up to a brand new conference server that me and my friend Andrew, who is not here for right now, Kate, let's go ahead and get this going here and start with today's question. So, today's question, what is your favorite fruit? We will take some mobile and short-time stationing. Alright, one more time. Any mobiles or short times, come now, WB9CST.
KD0VDF.
Kilo Mike 5N, KKM5Y, my IP in Grapevine, Texas, and I'll be short time.
Alright, let's get the short time and the mobile. Hey Mike, KM5Y, how are you today? And I think you just connected because I heard the beep, so you didn't get to hear the question. The question is, what is your favorite fruit? How are things down in, ironically, the grapevine?
WB9CSP, this is KM5Y. Hey Richard, it is now. Yeah, I was over at, a friend's helping him with a project, and I raced over here to do some massive house cleaning because the boss is coming home tomorrow, and his house better be, or I'll be in trouble. So that's why I'm short time, but I will be monitoring. I'll come back in later if I can. And congratulations on your comment. Anyway, yeah, we got the TNT net tonight, 7:00 Eastern. We're going to talk about. Pat's out of town, so I'm going to run it. are going to be talking modes and stuff like that. So it might be interesting for anybody that wants to check it out, 7 p.m. Eastern on the 11 Cats Network. And my favorite fruit, well, I eat banana every day. Fruit and all, I like them okay. But that's really the main fruit I eat is I eat a banana every morning when I get up. I just always have. And I like watermelon. Wait, that's a vegetable, so forget that. Oh, I like pears. If you get the good kind of pears, not the Bartlett, but the other ones, I forgot they got a funky French name. I love those sometimes, but those are really good. So that's all I can think of right now, Richard, and I'll either catch you later or tonight or tomorrow. You have a great night on CST, KM5Y.
Yeah, Roger that, and don't let the boss fool you about bringing the IRLP over, Mike. You can bring it over any time during the number. There's another one in case you time out, so if you do time out, let me know, and I'll give you the other one. But, yeah, thanks for stopping in. So, let's see. K-E-Zoom, you're mobile, so... good afternoon. How are you? How are things going? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KU0VBS. I am mobile and short time and in Burnsville, Minnesota. And just went to the Menards to get a couple tools working on in the house. Over to Sonic to get a delicious slushie, which was my favorite drink back in the what is your favorite drink net, is a peach. When I was a kid, we had a couple peach trees in the backyard, and after school in the fall, I'd eat peaches while all the juices dripped into the grass. So that's my favorite fruit, and good to check in. And back to you on KE0VBS.
Yeah, there we go. I saw it disappeared. I keep forgetting that that repeater stays connected somewhere else and disappears because the conference it's connected to. But yeah, thanks for checking in from Minnesota. I, like I said, last week I forgot to connect you guys, so that was when you didn't hear that. But, let's see. Okay. So we'll go into general check-ins now. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything? Let's see.
Okay, Santo.
Hey, Paul. Hopefully Alan's over the not. Good to hear you. How are things in Sacramento today? Don't know how long you've been connected, but as you can see, I'm talking to my conference server. Yeah, it's brand new, and I'm testing it out for the net today, seeing if it can handle the load I throw at her. So, yeah. And today's question is, what is your favorite fruit?
Well, congratulations on the conference server. You sound good. Clear audio and not breaking up or anything. I don't know what about Alan today, so close to us, so a bunch of hands over there. He might be at that. I don't know. But sunny as usual in Sacramento, and it's warm as usual. Thank goodness the fall is coming along and temperatures aren't as hot. They're starting to ramp down, which is nice. Let's see. Oh, I'm just fooling around here. I one of my closets, and I found a radio that I haven't forgot I even had. That's kind of funny. 1250. And I just plugged it in to see if it worked. It works. But I don't know if it's UHF or VHF or what. I got it through an old company that just were getting rid of radios. I don't know how they didn't know what they had, and I don't know figure out what it is. It's kind of confusing, but that's about it. My favorite fruit. That's a good question. I always thought watermelon was a fruit. I didn't know it was a vegetable, so just going to toss that one out. I guess strawberries would be my favorite one. Pretty sure that's a fruit. I'm not even sure. But, yeah, that would be my answer for that one. KA6PDY.
I like that one. That one. I'll have to try that one sometime and see if it, but thanks for stopping in, Paul. And with that, we'll take anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything that come now. This is WB9CST.
W4PBX. Whiskey 4, Papa X-Ray.
Whiskey 4, Papa X-Ray. I got you. Anybody else?
K9RPG.
K9, was that Romeo Victor Golf? Did I get that right?
Yeah, my call is Kilo, Niner, Romeo, Papa.
And there we go. Take care of that. Got it that time, K9RPG. Alright, let's work with what we've got here. W4P Moon, how are you? And what you have one, go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody from sunny South Florida. Name here is Don. Favorite fruit would either be peaches or plums, either one. Back to net control.
I've never had a plum yet. I might have to try one of those and see what they taste like. So, yeah. And thanks for checking in from Florida, too. I haven't had too many people check in from that repeater. Thanks for stopping in. Let's see. I can't read my lighting. Okay, now I can. K9RPG. How are you today? And go ahead at the question, if you'd like. Over.
Yes, good afternoon, Richard, and all on the net, of course. I'm in central Minnesota, and thanks for running the net. It's a joy to listen in. Favorite fruit, certainly apples. That time of year in Minnesota, oh boy, all comes... comes ripe, and we've got many, many of those. Some of them are developed by the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum here. So I'm in my prime here with apples. To mention the fruit, everyone was mentioning that peach is a favorite. I have a bit of a story about peaches. I worked for Stokely Van Camps during the summer and harvest the peaches in the San Joaquin Valley, and I used to use. But I ate so many peaches that even the smell of a peach anymore, it's like, oh, no, I guess that near them. Very good. Pleasure chatting. I'll send it back. It's K9RPG.
Yep. It's good to hear you, Ralph. I think you've checked in before. I'd have to look at my book again and check, but before somewhere. Yeah, you did. A week or two ago on one of my last nets. So, yeah. Good to hear you again. With that, I'm at the bottom of my list again. Check in. Come now, WB9CST.
Yeah, I'm a little bit late, but Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, I'm here now.
UKSAUU monitoring.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering the same thing with WII because his audio is really light and I couldn't make out the first part of his call even though I know who it is. So, yeah, John W8TOY KF8UU, which I should know your name, but I always forget, my bad. And I think it's KB8WII? I think I got it wrong.
I didn't know your net was still going on. Sorry about that, Rick.
No, you're good. Got everything working in like last week where I kind of rushed. So, yeah. But you're good. I'll go to John, and we'll work from there. Hi, John. How are things? Well, I'll let everyone...
It's not too much of a work. Home of the W808, and my favorite fruit, well, I got two. For raw, like eating right off the tree, you might say, is apples. I'm sure like Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan, we're all in the same region. We have quite a few different apples, plus all of them. Get everything from Delicious to Macintosh. Those are really good for eating off the tree, and others are better for baking. Processed fruit instead of like in Fig Newtons. It's technically processed. I love my Fig Newtons.
Yeah, roger that, John. I might have to do a mute here, so let me get that ready. Yeah, it's definitely nice to hear him still there. That works for him to connect the other. Let's see. Did you accidentally stumble over? Go ahead, WV9CST.
My favorite fruit are pears and apples. I think I'm going to go over to John's house and pick apples. I didn't know he had all those apple trees in his orchard in his backyard. Good luck on the net. WB9CST. See you on Sunday night, said WB9CST. Oh, I forgot to say my name is Les Lima Echo Zero.
Hi.
Yeah, you guys stepped on each other, but I got that left. I was going to call you Leonard, but I knew that wasn't right, so I just wanted to make sure. But, yeah. All right, good. So, WII, you want to try again? I can't remember the first, the prefix of your call, but if you're there, go ahead.
Yeah, the call is India. My name is Dennis, and we're located in Royal Oak, Michigan.
All right, whatever you did there, do not change anything. I can deal with the little bit of hiss of static, but yeah, Dennis, don't change anything. You sound 1,000 times better. So, how are things in Royal Oak, which I'm guessing all of... Is all of where you guys live pretty much a suburb of Detroit? And what's your favorite fruit? Go ahead.
Yeah, Royal Oak is a suburb of Detroit. We're all suburbs of Detroit. And I guess for my favorite fruit, it would probably be a nectarine.
Yeah, I don't think I've had one of those either. I've always wanted to try one of those. That sounds interesting. Let's see, I'm checking something here. Okay, yeah, it's still there. I'll have to try one of those too. I'm writing some of these down, actually. Thanks for stopping in, Dennis, and let's see if we have anybody else here now, WB9CSP.
CT Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
K6VP, I saw you popping on my EchoLink side, but I didn't get a chance to write down your name. So, yeah, what's your name, your location, and if you want to take a crack at the question, go ahead.
It's EchoLink, but a little bit better. It's, I think it's, what is it, 8-bit versus 4-bit. The call sign again is K6VP. My name's Dan, and I'm in San Jose, and I'd have to say that it's probably my favorite fruit is probably split somewhere between raisins and bananas.
Yeah, I do like bananas. I have to kind of eat them fast, otherwise they get kind of dry. That's the end brand, it doesn't get too squishy. But, how is the, because a while ago I did have that issue with the IRLPs dropping off billion there, 95 to you on the IRLP. If it does drop out, like I was telling Mike, there is another one I can give you to connect to if you do happen to disappear.
No, it sounds fine here. Nobody's dropping out. Everything sounds fine here. K6VP.
All right. If you do time out, because sometimes it does do that with that, I'm not sure if it's like the nodes or their internet connections or whatever, you can always connect over to 9252. Appear from that end on 9558. But, yeah, thanks for stopping in. And, let's see, I have more than enough check-ins to now stop and take the time to do announcements. So, the occurrence for you, W8TFCST, is usually run it for.
Tonight at 9 o'clock at the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club Net. But anyone is welcome to join, listen in, contribute. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Local frequency is 146.64. And the echo link is W88. And it runs for about an hour. And there's various other nets random times. I don't really have a list of the other ones that would be of interest to anybody. Some are just strictly local, like a SARS net, not be of interest to anyone outside of the Southfield, Michigan area. So with that, I will send it back to Net Control W8HP. Go away. Yeah, I'm not doing good today, am I?
You're making do with what your brain has to offer there, John. So, it's good. Paul, if you're still there, I'll let you make the announcement for your group, KNCSP.
Sorry, TOY, for a quick recheck when you get a chance.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Second, 14 seconds or less.
All right. While you do that, I'll ask real quick, does anyone else have any announcements for their group or their club or anything, ham fest or any announcement type stuff they'd like to bring up? Come now, WV9CSP.
This is WHGOY. One of our club officers has started the Eastern Time on the TGIF DMI 266. His name is Brad. 31266 on the TGIF DMR network, if you have DMR. It's a trivia net, and he has some pretty good questions every week. You can keep score. And there's no prizes. And I just want to spread the word for anybody that's interested in trivia type stuff. So it's TGIF 31266, 7:30 Eastern Time tonight.
All right. Sounds good, John. Thanks for... one more time. Anybody else have any announcements before we move on? WB9CSP. Alright, not hearing any other announcements. We'll move back to check-ins. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in to the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. I need the last two, and then I'll have it. I got Kilo, Echo, A, Romeo, Juliet. Well, since you're pretty noisy, I'll grab you quick. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what's your favorite fruit? Go ahead. Roger that. Thank you for stopping in and glad to have you. Anybody else anywhere wishing to join the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. Alright, let's go through some of the systems here that I think might be connected, just to see if anyone's on those. Anvil system. I'm wishing WB9CSP. That one. Make sure the other one is still connected. Okay, it is. Let's try the military radio system off the 2E0DIQ link. Anybody on that one wishing to check in? Come now. WB9CSP. Alright, not hearing anybody else on either of those two. We'll go back to where we were and ask for any more check-ins. Anybody anywhere, come now, WB9CSP.
Okay, 7GND, Kilo 7, Golf November Delta, Larry in Oregon.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, Dave in Newport, South Wales.
All right, we have Larry and Dave. So, hello, Larry. K7GND, Good to hear you. I almost thought you weren't going to be around, but yeah, good to hear you. How are things up your way today? And today's question is, what is your favorite fruit?
Okay, very good. Well, good afternoon to you, Richard, and everybody else on the net. So, favorite fruit, banana. But during the summer, man, I love cantaloupe. When it's less expensive and get some good ones with ripeness, I love cantaloupe. So, yeah, I've been cleaning up the shack today, running the vacuum and all that, vacuuming up all my guide dog's hair that he drops in here every day. He's a lab, so he's constantly dropping the name of falafel. My guide dog from Guide Dogs for the Blind. And here on the Oregon coast, we have a sunny day, 62 degrees right now. It was 40 this morning when we got up, so it's chilly this morning. It's sunny, and we'll probably have some cool afternoon breezes as you're blowing out there now off the water. The repeaters on the air, Aurora, here on the west coast, and that is connected up to the Handy Hams, which is connected to you, or you're connected to that. The Handy Hams bridge up there. So there you have it, Richard, back to you, WB9CS.
Yeah, roger that. Open carrier on one, got it. Scratchy on the other, got that. But yeah, no problem, Larry. And yeah, you guys can bring your system over anytime. It's always welcome. Everyone's always welcome here on the 1KDAS server. And Dave, we got it going, as you can see. Me and Andrew got it working. So, wondering where you've been. I guess you've been pretty busy. But good to hear you. How are you? GWASZL, WB9CST. How are things? And what's your favorite fruit? Go ahead.
WB9CST from GWASZL. Good afternoon, Richard. And yeah, I can see you got it going. I did find it. And yep, all is good over here in Newport in South Wales in the United Kingdom. And we are under a thunderstorm warning at the moment, so it must be for the next 60-odd hours. But and currently we have here, what's the temperature? Let me double check. Yeah, we're at 60 degrees Foxtrot at the moment. That's 15.4 Charlie. But the local time here in the UK is 20:40. So it is getting late. It's dark outside. So we're inside, and hopefully the mountain range will keep those thunderstorms to the northwest of us on the other side of the mountain range. So that's what usually happens anyway with the current prevailing wind. And yep, well, we are connected in, so all sounding good this end. I'm currently on the SIP portal here with a Cisco 525 phone, desktop phone in. So yep, all is good there, Richard. And everybody's sounding great. And yeah, the ANZL network, the ANZL stands for Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. That's what it started out as anyway. We are linked into Australia and New Zealand, and quite a few other difference. Most of Australia and New Zealand are asleep right now. So that's why there's been no check-ins from the Port Richard. But you are connected into the EDMR. Anyway, back to you there, Richard, and thanks for running the net. And thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, Roger, Dave, and provided me Hot Move 3, so there is that all-star. There's still Handy Hams, and bringing it through the Echo Link, sounding across the pond just to get a quick report from you.
Yeah, WB9CSP, fruity spot on. Yeah, I could connect via All-Star, but I thought I thought we'd see how it goes. Leave the actual automatic connections on the conference server for now. I might switch over to All-Star maybe in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, as long as you can hear us and we can hear you, and say there's no problems with the audio or connection, so we'll leave it at that for at least a couple of weeks, then might switch over to All-Star. I'll let you know there, Richard. WB9CSP from GWA-ZL.
Yep, I'll make sure to give you the more stable All-Star connection that will just run right through here, too, just so you can. With that, I'm at the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now. This is WB9CSP. Anybody anywhere check in to the Everything Net? Come now. WB9CSP. Start a little early. Okay, that repeater got hung up and timed itself out. Okay, noted. We'll start the 7-3 round a little early. That way I don't go over by accident and then have some people saying, "What net is going on here?" So, yeah. Don't need a third week of that. So, Jeff is a short time VBS TM5Y short time. We'll call on Mike just in case. Mike, you still there? TM5Y WB9CSP.
WB9CSP KM5Y. Hey Richard, I'm sorry I'm busy helping Hank. I set something up, so I'm here, but great net, Richard. Thank you. WB9CSP KM5Y.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly grab you in case you were still there for the 7-3 round. All right. Have fun helping Hank and Tub. Paul, I'll try calling on him. I'm not sure if he's even connected to Skygate, but just in case, I will. If you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round. And what time is the net there, too? I did try and call on you during announcements. All right, I guess Paul let me skip down to Dave because of the announcement and grab him real quick. Dave, GW8SZL, go ahead at the 7-3 round. I see the announcement down on the bottom, so I'm going to go ahead and grab you for the 7-3 round.
WB9CSP from GW8SZL. Yeah, that's the automatic announcement. Sorry, DMR sort of fired up. That's the automatic announcement part of what I've set up. And there'll be an automatic disconnect, so there's no chance of there being cross-linked with the other net that starts at the top of the hour there, Richard. It's all automated. I put it in earlier on today to prevent such things happening. Anyway, 7-3 there, Richard. Thanks for taking my check in there as well. And say hi to everybody else on the net. And we'll be back next Saturday at 1400 Central Time. Cheers there, Richard. And if you need anything, just drop me an email. You know where I am. WB9CSP from TW8SZL.
Yep, not a problem, Dave. And before I continue down the list, I'll ask one more time while I'm on the 7-3 round. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. All right, not hearing anybody. Don't worry. I'll ask again when I get to the bottom of the list, so don't worry, you'll still get a chance to check in before I wrap up here. Where am I? Dex, go ahead, if you're still here. Alright, not hearing him, let's try Ralph. K9RPG, Ralph, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 rounds. Ooh, a little spatial disorientation there, trying to look at the list, make sure everything's connected. John, W8TOY, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over.
Yes, sir, yep, we're connected. Appreciate you running that, Richard, I enjoy it. It's a nice little friendly night on Saturday afternoon, and it's interesting to hear from all the different nodes that you have hooked up. It's pretty amazing, actually. All the way from Scotland to Australia to Texas, but Oregon, Minnesota, Michigan. And, oh, I'm talking about the city, Royal Oak, and the other checked-in cities around here, Oak Park and Madison Heights. In actuality, not only are we just suburbs of Detroit, we're all within just a couple miles of each other, all in the same county, Oakland County. So we're all, none of us are very far apart from each other. Just a little tidbit of information for you. W8TOY73.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to know, and I'll have to keep that in mind. The only other net I wanted to mention, by the way, is they are connected, and nobody else is over there at the moment. He's responded so far, is the HandyJam net. Go check them out, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Central Time for me. You can type in HandyJam. And it should come back with something on your favorite internet browser. And with that little announcement out of the way, Les, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, KF8UU, WB9CSP. Excuse me. KA8WII, Dennis, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right, not hearing him. Dan, if you're still connected on IRLP, go ahead with the 7-3 round, K6VP, WB9CSP.
Well, I'm not actually connected to IRLP. I'm connected through the Handy Hams All-Star, K6VP.
You're like me. You like to jump around. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, Dan. Between the two, I think you sound good on All-Star, followed by IRLP, just so you know.
Yeah, it should sound better on All-Star. That's why I went over to the All-Star node, because it's 16-bit audio instead of the 8-bit audio. It's also codec, too. I think GSM is what they use on the IRLP node, as well as all of this Echolink.
Well, I can send you the main connection for my net, if you wanted to connect up that way, too. Handy Ham's was broken, so I try and give people the alternate number. But, yeah, go ahead with any closing comments you have.
I don't really have any closing comments, but what's the All-Star number for the other node?
Let me get over to my Supermon page, 408, let me see if I can read it here, 40869, yeah, that's what I thought it said, 40869.
All right, I'll go ahead and connect over to that one, K6CP.
Yep, and right before we close out, I'll come back to you real quick so that it's working. And then we'll wrap it up from there. Let's see, 2 minutes to the bottom of the hour, so let's keep on chugging along. KE8SRJ, 7-3 round, over. All right, not hearing him. Larry, what about you? K7GND. Go ahead if you're still at the 7-3 round.
My repeater to put ID in. Okay, Richard, I don't know what clock you got there in Texas, but mine here on the Oregon coast is 1 minute to the top of the hour. But I'm going to spend some time on HF this afternoon. The conditions are supposed to be good, so hope you have a good afternoon. Best of 73 to you.
Yep. And I have to be mindful and watch when things start passing audio through, because they will. And it starts right about now, so that's why I'm trying to kind of quickly, get going. Not that I, don't like, I've already got Dave. He's disconnected already anyway. So that brings me to the end of the 7-3 round and the part where we start close back. Last call. Anybody, anywhere, wishing to check in, this is WB9CSP. Anybody, anywhere.
KC9UZR.
KC9UZR, Zach, I got you. Anybody else?
KC6CP.
All right, Dan, I've got you. I'll get to you as well. So let's go to 9UZR. Good afternoon. You caught the tail end of the net. My name's Richard in Paris, Texas. And today's is your favorite fruit.
Well, the name here is Zach from Troy, Illinois, and my favorite fruit would be bananas. I like bananas. I went out yard sailing today, and I picked up this microphone here for $3. It's a dual capsule mic, and I was playing. I was recording audio and playing it back, and it sounded pretty good to me. What do you think there, Net Control?
It has just the slightest bit of nasal in it. Audio is good and crisp. That's just my observation. So, Net, it meets at 2 p.m. Central Time if you'd like to stop back by. Go ahead.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the audio report. I think if I added a pop filter to this, that's probably what it needs. But for that report, and I'll have to get to the net a little bit sooner next time. But I won't hold you guys up. Back to you, Net Control 73, from Casey.
Yep, sound. Dan, K6VP, go ahead. Let's give it a try here before I close it down and ask for one more call. WB9CSP, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now I'm on 40869. I think it sounds a little better, K6CP.
I think it does, too. I think you should come in that way next time when you come into the net. But, Clayton was there, and he went away. Oh, well. But I'll ask one more time for anybody anywhere wishing to check in before we close the CST.
Alpha Delta 9 Bravo Union. Alpha Delta 9 Bravo Union.
All right, let's take it in the order I got it, and who needs to come first? You, and then Joey M4QMI, WB9CSP.
All right, you're doing a good deal. All right, I'll just do a quick check-in.
today, on and off, but I also noticed I think I got a telescope over here, so it's over. It's off right now, but it's not actually over here, but it is over here, so it's kind of done it before when I had a plan, it was a telescope. But anyway, I just wanted to say bye, and anyway, it's actually kind of good, so far when I live on road on this end.
Yep, it's good to talk. I call the main host. So, today's question is, what is your favorite fruit? Go ahead.
Greetings, everybody on the net. This is James, Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Union from Madison, Illinois. Just want to say welcome to the net. You're more than welcome to use my ulcer node whenever possible. My favorite fruit, I would have oranges. Other than that, it's been a good day. Got a couple projects I'm working on, more or less getting HF in the car, almost finished with it. And that's really the biggest project.
Yeah, roger that, James. Thanks for stopping in. And it's good to hear you after a while. I'm glad you're here. I said last time this would be the final call, but I'll make one more call because there are some new people stopping in. Last call, anybody, anywhere, wishing to check in to the EverythingNet, come now, WB9CSP. Sounds like somebody was on the wrong modulation on that. Hey, Mark, glad you could make it out of all the people. How are you? Your audio is a little low, by the way, just so you know. The final check-in. So, go ahead. How are things in Colorado, I believe is where you're at. And, what's your favorite fruit is today's question. Go ahead. Bananas and apples are tallying up here. All right. No, that station finally disappeared. But, thanks for stopping in. And with that, Mark is the last check-in. Had 17 check-ins. And you checked into the net today. If you could all reconnect and go to my website, or I'll give it direct. It's my call, wb9csp.weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, and it gives some information about the net, and the main page just gives some basic. So with that, I'd like to thank everybody who checked in, all the repeater users, simplex users, and individuals. And that concludes this net. And Mark, just so you know, KF0RKR, it's going to disconnect you, so you'll have to wait a minute or two. It won't let you connect right away. I'm going to do a disconnect, just so you know.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
D0BCF listed.
Good evening, hours. Partly cloudy. Degrees. Evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees.
WD0BCF in Houston, listening.
Evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.